natural herbs, all substance is natural. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Natural herbs, all substance is natural. We go to the health food stores and they say, these are natural herbs, these are natural substances, these are natural things, and as though that's supposed to make them very good. There are some natural things that are really not beneficial to us, like strychnine and other poisons and yet even they, used in very tincture portions, can do marvelous things with the body. It's interesting. Natural herbs. Everything that grows, you have to call it natural. A thorn, a weed, a seed that is not expected, or even things that we plant seeking to have it grow. Those are natural things. Those are natural herbs. An herb is a plant that can be used beneficially for the human body, and all plants are having within them herbal qualities that can be used by the body beneficially. Research has been done by science to test out these things that mother used to tell us worked, you know, old wives' tales, things the Indians knew and that the farmers knew and that the early pioneers knew and had to get along. And they would test different substances, and if the substance killed them, then they'd say that that was not what they wanted to use. Or if it was made them sick, and that was not what they wanted them to use. But if it made them well, that's what they wanted to remember. And so the old wives' tales were proliferating through time and through the early years of the pioneer time and brought down to us as a beneficial thing. And modern science poo-pooed that because they felt it should be more scientific than that. And these things that the old wives' tales brought forth had no scientific basis at that time. Later, they did. Later, they do. And still, science is shying away from many of the herbal or alternative remedies because these are not money makers and these are not approved by the FDA, the Federal Drug Association. They're not approved by them as to be used by humans, and yet they're used all the time. But they say they have to go through certain scientific tests to prove that they are not harmful to the human body. And it seems like they forgot the fact that they've been used for hundreds of years and have not been harmful to the human body. And their side effects have been nominal, if at all, and that's a benefit, certainly, compared to many of the scientific drugs that have side effects that are quite horrendous and quite destructive and quite murderous. Many of these drugs that are put out by drug companies have killed people because they had substances in there that were not salubrious to the human body, to the human life. Now, you think, why would that be allowed? Didn't the FDA require more testing on these things? Well, when people felt that some things were beneficial, they rushed them into production so that that benefit could be had and that benefit could be useful to some people. Well, they did that, but in the process, what they had done was to put something out in the market which was not beneficial. But yet, these are all natural things. Who is to say it's not natural to take many different substances and mix them together and have one substance out of the many? They're called compounds, and these are made all the time, and these are made in scientific circles. These are made by the scientists. But who is to say that the old wives' tale that would have you mix a little of this and a little of that and a little of the other thing to come up with it? In early years, in in the early centuries, there were people in different communities who were helpful to the community because there were no doctors. There were no medical helps. People just had to sort of go along on their own. And so what developed was a group of people who were called witches. And these witches were ones who could brew up all sorts of magical things, and they could brew up healing potions and medicines and love potions. They would create all of these things, but and they were good. They were good. They worked. And they were beneficial, but they were not tried and true by many of the scientific circles, which were non-existent at that time, of course. But these were natural remedies. These were natural herbs. These were natural things. These were things taken out of everyday life. And because they seemed difficult, we find them not desirable. I know some dogs who have the habit of eating their own droppings. And to me, that's not a desirable thing. I think, for goodness sakes, don't they get enough dog food? Do they have to eat their own droppings to supplement their diet? But the thing is, I asked the veterinarian, and the veterinarians, they say this is a very common thing. And there's nothing wrong with it. It won't hurt them as long as the droppings do not have worms or other things in it. And if they do, then you just have to deworm your dog. But that's no big deal. So, isn't it interesting? Now, we would think that to eat one's droppings were not a very nice thing. And yet animals do it as a matter of course. Now, why are we so opposed to these various things? Well, because we have been taught that sex is evil. Sex is bad. We've been taught that defecation should be done unseen by other people, and that urination should be done unseen by other people. These are things you do in the outhouse. These are things you do in private. And if somebody walks in on you while you're defecating, then it is, oh, excuse me, you know, as though you have done some horrendously terrible thing. Well, you see, these things, these natural things, have taken us away from what really does matter. And what really does matter is that when our heart tells us that certain things are beneficial for us, certain natural herbs and remedies, we should follow it. When you think of the Chinese doctors, the ones that the Yellow Emperor wrote about 5,000 years ago, it's almost 6,000 years now, and he wrote about these remedies and how the doctors would go about in those days, and they would not look at the patient. The patient would remain under their dress, and the doctor would just do his work, whatever it was. But primarily they worked with acupuncture and acupressure. And as they worked along the meridian lines of the body, these were written down by some of the early scholars who, by testing again and again and again, found them to be true. And they were all united. I'm sure they weren't all done by one person, because there were thousands of them. But they were all united together under the pen of the Yellow Emperor, and published and made available to people who could get hold of one of the publications, which I think is interesting, because there's no printing presses, and it was all done by hand, and the few volumes that did exist were not allowed to be read by everybody who could not read anyhow, because they would cause them to wear out. Now, the early scrolls, the text of the Hebrews, was done on scrolls of that nature, and they too could not be touched too often because they would wear out. But these were, most things were done by memory. Most things were remembered, as the Hebrew texts were all memorized. The rabbis and the Hindus in their writings and readings, and they had to memorize because books were just not available. It's hard for us living in this century, living in this time, living in this rather accelerated area, to think that there was a time when there were no books, when there were no books for people to read. And knowledge had to be passed from word of mouth. And from word of mouth, so many errors happened. And yet, so much good continued to follow through and get through to future generations where they ultimately did write them down. But think about it. Think about it how natural herbs are thought to be so good by some people, but yet all substance is natural. All substance is made up of atoms. All substance is made up of atoms with atoms of different compositions, of different compounds. Putting together H2O with oxygen and hydrogen, putting together CO2, which is the carbon dioxide, and putting together many other substances of these natures. And these are compounds. These are taking the atoms and joining them together into a substance that then becomes a compound and a name. But they're still just the purity of the original atoms joining together in that manner, in that way. Now, all things are natural. All things are natural. The study of the acupuncture program by the early Chinese, it was a natural thing. It's used today by many Chinese doctors here in the United States and around the world. It's a fairly popular activity. The healing activities of the Hindus was not so popular. It has not left a mark around the world, but their philosophy teaching has left a mark very powerfully and wonderfully around the world. And it lends itself more to mental activity than it does to the physical activity. The Chinese, with the acupuncture, lends itself to the physical, but the physical as it's relative to a highly spiritual and mental area that is not common and not easily recognized or found. Nature does wonderful things. Nature has wonderful substances available to it. And if we were to study all the cultures on Earth, we would find how the natural foods were used by the residents of those areas to give them strength and ability to live wonderfully. When we think in the time of Jesus the Christ, people lived at most 30 years. Many lived longer, it's true, but most people lived about 30 years. That was the life expectancy. To live longer than that was unusual, and they, of course, became the wise ones and because they were living longer and could experience more. But in 30 years, these people had to come to terms with all the aspects of living, all the aspects of life. And in those 30 years, they blessed themselves and they used the natural substances of the earth, and they lived very interesting lives. We have our concerns so deep about using natural herbs, we forget that all substances are natural. And just like we say of a child, he'll eat a peck of dirt before he dies, how much more is it now? And what we say today are rules for operating our world of food and eating and the body. In another 10, 20 years, just 10, 20 years, we're escalating so quickly, we will have so many new drugs, we'll have so many new medical achievements, we'll have so many new nuances on food, we will have found in food the essence of them, and we will have taken the essences out and put it into pills, and people will have that, and they will live beautifully. If people's genes or chromosomes are in some way out of balance, the chromosome or gene surgeon will go in there and gently manipulate it, or maybe at that time it will be done by a mental or electrical impulse to make the change. Just like the dweller on two planets, the boys, everything belongs to the state, and even the people and everything, and so whatever was found belonged to the state. Well, they found gold out in the mines that were not being mined, but they were there, and nobody was doing anything with it, so they took home some buckets full of gold, and they were so proud of it. Well, they said to the boys, okay, are you going to agree not to go into the state-owned property and take things like that without permission? And one boy said, I'll ask. And the other boy said, no, I won't say that. I can't say that. And so they said, all right, if you won't, then we will have to give you this test. And so they put a cap on his head, and that cap had an electrical impulse in it, and that impulse took away their antisocial behavior. And one boy who would not agree, his antisocial behavior was taken away. Well, that solved the problem, but all of the imagination, all of the creativity, all of the uniqueness, all of the magic that that boy was and is and could be expressing all the time was put to sleep. It was put out of order. And it was put out of order because it was not according to nature. Are we going to have our lives, our world, be put under control of some few people who determine what is social and antisocial? Are we going to have our law enforcement agencies being responsible to make sure that every person does a socially acceptable life, that they live a socially acceptable life? That's quite a chore. How do you define it? Where is the up and where is the down on it? Very demanding. Very demanding. But it all goes as a stem from the natural herbs. All substances are natural. All activity is natural. But when we be ourselves and have fun, then all the things that we do are inclined in the direction of harmony and peace and goodness. All the things are pointed in the direction of our highest and best. And this, right now, is the program that leads to wherever we are going. Are we going to find the natural remedies for all of life's desires? Yes and no. But basically, the moment we stop seeking outwardly, searching outwardly, and start looking within our own thought pattern, the moment we start saying, I know that I know that I know, the moment we start saying, all things are revealed to me right now, the moment we say, I like me, I'm divine order and peace, the moment we say, I'm being myself and having fun, then all these things will fall into place, and all of the judgments that we had no longer have any value or power to them, because we'll be living in a harmonious inner being that we are. It's a fascinating adventure, isn't it? A lot of fun, that's for sure. Now, what is it for you? What is it for me? That all remains to be seen. But we're ready, aren't we? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.